Welcome everyone, this is Nichelle Anderson, and I'm the host of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Thank you so much. This is my summer break. So usually my summer break, I try to still stay connected by just releasing one episode, even though I know my season changed and I'm doing it monthly. But these particular episodes are real quick. I don't really, take much of your time just to kind of talk, recap last podcast season entails and kind of touch on some things and go from there. So today we're going to focus on, I have some questions that I'm going to answer, and then just kind of touch on some things as to highlight. So just to get the little housekeeping away, check out my Mole merchandise. You can go to mole.com. Definitely check out Mole World. That's for my NFTs. You definitely want to get into that and learn out about that. And my skincare line, which is molebeauty.com. I'm definitely looking into the King in Me. Definitely look into the King in Me, which would be available. It's available now. We have different products, and that's for the males. And then, of course, we have the Queen Tapas. That's for the queens, of course. Download my song, When Love Was Divine. It is available. So you can check that out as well and share it. And if you really love this podcast and you want to be a guest speaker, go ahead and apply by emailing us at info@mole.com. In the subject heading, you're going to put apply or guest speaker. And then you can provide your background if you're in the entertainment business or in the arts, or you're just someone that wants to talk about short stories or want to talk about my particular episodes that I've done before, and to kind of really, just kind of have that interaction on my show. All right. So definitely do that. And then check out my book, Mitzrayim, A Memoir of a Past Life in Ancient Egypt. Definitely share my podcast and definitely get ready for my season 7. Y'all is going to be coming back September the 18th, 2023 for season 7. So definitely follow us on my social media and on YouTube channel. Doing something, I like to do the live streaming Mole Love Groove because it's summertime, looking cute with our sandals and our outfits and stuff. So definitely follow us on YouTube, my YouTube channel, and Twitter, Facebook, and Mole World is on Twitter. So you just go to Twitter, Mole World, and you can follow up. And that's with my NFT. That's a whole different universe of a storytelling I'm doing with the NFTs on the blockchain. You hear me? We're on Instagram, Mole8, and we're on Pinterest, which is mostly Mole Beauty, and TikTok. Those links will be in the description. So let's get into this. So for my summer June takeaway from my break and this kind of relax and everything, got some questions I'm going to answer. The first question is coming up. Let's see. What is my favorite episode? So really, all of my Mole short stories. I mean, they're good, y'all. Y'all know it now. And I would have to say, though, so for season 6, the Runaway Star Power presentation, I mean, really going there in a sense of bringing what I wrote to a presentation level that someone can actually kind of tap into, that really turned out really great, was the Atlantis episode in season 6. We are among the truth seekers of the Akun. If you haven't listened to that, go ahead and listen to it. It was released in November last year, part of my season 6 return podcasting. And Atlantis, we are among the truth seekers of the Akun. Man, I'm going to really elevate that scene. So just in the future, I'm not sure here in Atlanta how I'm going to do it, but I am going to somehow, some way, bring that to the forefront in another medium instead of podcasting, because I just have to say, I really went there. I mean, I put it all up in there. I mean, I really did. Great presentation. All right. Love it. And the bonus that I did, that I shared from my other podcast show, Surviving Your Journey to a Success, that one was wonderful. It's basically titled How to Align Your Heart with Your Mind. It's Time to Let Go. So definitely listen to that. I really go all open about it and share some good tips and just be upfront. We always want to feel good about ourselves and to have that love from someone else. It's that 360, my term. I go all up in, I break it down and give you some good tips and motivation. So I also broadcast that on this show. And of course, my Mole short stories finale show. Oh my gosh, you got to do that. It's the reveal of Orion and an Orion born. Ooh, I'm going to do a separate episode talking about that part that's connected to my book and my journey of writing the book. It was just magnificent in the sense of my courage to write my book, Mitzrayim, A Memoir of a Past Life in Ancient Egypt. And one of the characters in that book kind of connect to this, to that finale show that I just did last month. So definitely that and share it. So let's go ahead and get into this. The next question is, what topics of story didn't get into season 6? I would say the future series of Nahar and Princess Amenia and my Mahogany short stories didn't get in for season 6, really, to do a new episode, and as well this new Mole Groove love series that I really want to kind of expand on. I started it last summer, and that's doing my live streaming on my YouTube channel, Mole. So I do have plans to bring those stories back. Next question. What do I plan on doing this summer? I'm planning on resting, maybe reading a book or two, I don't know, writing some more short stories, and just being thankful. All right, the next question is, what was the overall message for season 6? That's a good one. I would say that in life, choices are our power, and truth comes in. I would say, choices are our power, and truth comes in ways that can heal us and teach us as well the right way. So if you're doing wrong, hint, hint, the Atlantis episode that I just mentioned earlier, part 8, we are among the truth seekers, show that when you do wrong, karma, right, always finds you. And that's like a talisman and a wisdom quote from each of them, an eye for an eye, toe for a toe, hand for a hand, whatever. But it just means that even though the person might think, well, I'm getting away with it, I can do this and bend this, and it's wrong, it's still taken at the end of the day. And it automatically produces that karma that you can't really see, feel it when you're going through it and you're catching the hell. But I would say that message in season 6 was teaching on that, because in my finale show last month, you have King Milan with his speech, and he's talking about that. So we balance of giving back what was taken in your wrongness, so people have to do good to get good things. And then in the right timing, all of it balances out. Period. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for tuning in for my episode here on my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. And guess what? I'll talk to you in the next one. Follow me on Twitter.